Hey guys, right before the episode, I wanted to pop in and say thank you to everybody who has been tuning in. We have hit such great numbers in the last 2 weeks. I'm so excited to see that Skincare Anarchy and its community is really just tuned in, tapped in, turned on. We are here for the long haul. I'm just so thrilled to see all the engagement. You guys have been just flattering us day in and day out with your awesome questions that come in and flow in through emails, and I love them. So just if you have emailed me, don't worry, I am getting back to everybody. It's just been a crazy 2 weeks, but I promise you, you're going to be hearing very soon from me. And also, I wanted to remind everybody, if you have not already, please, first of all, go check out Eugen Magazine, Volume 1. It's already out. You can go onto Apple Books right now, type in Eugen, capital Y, everything else is lowercase, Magazine, capital M, everything else is lowercase. Check it out. There's going to be two options that pop up, and one of them is obviously ours with the most beautiful cover with the amazing Danessa Myricks on it. So check out the magazine, flip through it, enjoy it. It's a really great option for those of you who want that little escape from the hustle and bustle of social media, but still want to stay connected and shop the best brands in beauty, skincare, wellness that, you know, really are out there and that we've had the immense opportunity to interview, as well as check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you tune in, check us out, and also leave us that rating and review. And I cannot tell you how much it means to our team to hear from you guys, to see those reviews come in, and to just know that you are listening and you do love this content. We love you guys so much, and we would not be able to do this without you. Also, huge shout out to our sponsors. You guys are literally what keeps us going, and we cannot thank you enough for your support, your love, and your just immense support for everything we do. I mean, I cannot even express how thankful we are. So thank you so much. And again, everybody listening, make sure to leave us that review and rating on Apple Podcasts. It would mean the world to us. Thank you so much and enjoy the show. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, Skincare Anarchy. This is your host, Ekta, and I have such an amazing guest today. I am not only a huge fan of her line, but I am a huge fan of her as a human being, and I love everything they're doing in the skincare space. The brand is just phenomenal. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you guys to the co-founder of Clinical Skin Skincare. So Evelina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to speak with you.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited to speak with you. I can't wait to dive into the brand and learn all about it. But, you know, I was just telling, for everyone listening, I was telling Alina before the show started that my mother is actually a huge fan of the brand and she's obsessed with it. And I can't blame her because it's just a phenomenal line. So, you know, I want to get started, Alina. I want to talk about you and your background and your career and everything that really led up to the creation of Clinical Skin.
Thank you so much for the compliment. It really means a lot, especially coming from, you know, the next generation of women, your mom, because I'm sure that she has, you know, tested multiple skincare in her lifetime. So I really appreciate the compliment and the shout out. So a little bit about me, I guess, you know, if I was to do an elevator pitch about who Evelina is, I'm a classically trained marketer, I guess, by trade. I have pretty much, you know, had the trajectory always in the marketing field for valuation consulting, brands, real estate, you know, back in the day, straight out of college. But I always had the passion for beauty and for medical field, pharmaceutical. And I think, you know, once I landed my first gig within skincare, you know, that kind of was like my, you know, I discovered my passion and a calling for life. I have worked for contract manufacturers. With contract manufacturers, I work for small skincare brands, then two bigger conglomerates. I like to say that I have the, you know, the big corporate backing with startup kind of like mentality and experience as well that I can bring to the picture. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, my experience, it's rather robust because it's not siloed just into marketing. But in particular in skincare, you know, the background in, you know, my entire family kind of worked in medical field, medical industry. My mom did pharmaceutical research and she did, you know, pharmaceutical medical trials for future drugs. That kind of informed my approach to, I guess, to the proof of concept and, you know, how to make sure with the product that I eventually launch are the real deal efficacious products, and they also have a safety profile. But you know, my experience, I guess, with Topix Pharmaceuticals, which is a contract manufacturer and a private label company for many medical grade skincare brands, distributed not only in the United States, but also globally. I think that was kind of my first deep dive into the world of beauty, but not just beauty, but the scientific beauty. I had the privilege of working with, you know, the chemist, microbiologist, and hearing firsthand, you know, what's happening, I guess, in the lab. I had exposure to raw material vendors and many customers of Topix, which, you know, I'm not at liberty disclosing, but the brands you can find at Sephora's and Ulta's of the world, and Neiman Marcus's, some of them are doctor brands, you know, so that kind of gave me an exposure to the real deal skincare segment of the beauty industry. And also mm-hmm. working on a private label side for physicians and dermatologists and plastic surgeons and aestheticians. That was kind of like my first step in the door of the skincare industry.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And I love that you got to see all sides of it. I mean, that is huge. Because honestly, here's the thing. Like, there's some brands at Sephora that I know a lot of you listening in, like, you can probably agree, especially recently with the influencer debacle that we've been dealing with, you know, where influencers are lying and et cetera, but, like, there's a lot of Sephora brands that are really great, and then there's some that are not, you know, so to have that, like, knowledge of, like, figuring out, like, what are the brands that really do well in retailers, you know what I mean, compared to, like, you were mentioning, Evelina, like, medical grade, you know, like, on the more, uh-huh. like, private label side, like, I mean, that's a huge... Like, that's a huge plus, right? As a founder, to be able to come in with that knowledge, because so many times I see brands that are like, well, you know, I just found this one herb and that's what I'm focusing my entire line around. And I sit there and I'm like, and then they want to call it something like clinical grade. And I'm like, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and it blows my mind how, like, you know, these kind of companies just blow up, because I'm like, you know, you can't have one. Let me explain, like, better. I'm twisting my tongue right now. But when a brand comes out, one of my biggest pet peeves is, like, that one ingredient that's their hero ingredient, and that's all they focus on. And then they try to pitch it as, okay, well, we have all this background, and we're, you know, we're medical grade skincare. And it's just like, no, you're not, you know. So with that being said, I really want to learn about, you know, when you were crafting the concept of clinical skin, you know, when you were thinking about what kind of products you wanted to bring to the market, what you thought consumers needed, like, what was that process for you, you know, the research side of that?
Sure. I think, you know what, it was years in the making. I think I have solid 13 to 15 years in the physician dispensing skincare area of beauty. I have worked for Pierre Fabre on French and American brands. I work at L'Oreal at SkinCeuticals, which is the number one dispensing brand, I think, globally. That kind of, like, shaped my approach to learning and knowing what works from a medical standpoint, knowing what physicians are asking for. They are the first, I guess, line of communication with the consumer who engages with clinical and professional grade skincare. I have hosted, I don't know, countless of advisory boards. I have attended countless meetings, trade shows. I heard, you know, physicians speak on the podium. I presented concepts to physicians back in the day. I had this privilege and honor of pretty much hearing from the horse's mouth what works, what doesn't, and where the gaps are in the market. I also knew what worked for, I think, the four or five medical grade dispensing brand that I worked for back in the day. I knew what bestsellers were. I knew what physicians and aestheticians are asking for in the treatment rooms, in a bike bar setting, what worked for post procedure, what worked as a part of the regimen kit. I have, I'm a big researcher, so I always conduct research and validate information that I come across online. We all have access to, you know, marketing reports, client reports. You know, I'm able to validate the data. I look at Google Trends, but then I also look at PubMed and see, hey, if somebody's searching for, like, this trendy ingredients, does it have legs, like, you know, scientific legs to stand on? Is there any research going on behind this ingredients? Is there government backing, research grant being, you know, granted? So I think that was, you know, I guess I was looking at it from multiple, you know, angle as a marketer. I knew what consumer searching for, what their demand is in the market. I'm kind of always trying to stay at least one step ahead of the trends and what's going on in the industry. But I think mostly hearing from physicians and aestheticians, the people who see consumers on a day-to-day basis, their patients, the aesthetic patients, that's what helped, you know, I guess, create the portfolio of clinical skin. And I wanted to make sure that the products that we roll out to the market are the tools of trades that physicians, dermatologists are currently using in their practice. So we all know that there are the go-to tried and true ingredients, such as, you know, vitamin A or vitamin C, you know, the antioxidants, the peptides, the hyaluronic acids of the world. But I didn't want to just be another vitamin C, you know, product brand. I don't want to be another like hyaluronic acid a product. I wanted to bring an angle or element of innovation to the picture. And I tried to either introduce a unique combination of ingredients, explore ways of dispensing the product. So I looked at different packaging, especially, you know, launching during COVID and then post COVID. I wanted to make sure that the packaging is, if not sterile, the application is as sterile as it gets. So I think, you know, I know I'm giving you a mouthful here, but I think that was like my approach to, you know, coming up with the first few SKUs. You know, I think any other brand launches mini regimens, they always come up with a cleanser and a sunscreen as a must-go, and then the moisturizer to fill in the blanks, kind of like a three-step basic regimen. What we did differently is I literally wanted to make sure that I offer products that dermatologists would definitely recommend in the practice setting to anybody who's seeking rejuvenating, you know, skincare solutions, and that they are either medical grade, professional grade, have clinically validated efficacy and studies behind those products. And the ingredients that I'm using either are pure grade or at the level potency that it's validated in clinical studies or proven meaningful effective in skin. So I think that's kind of the difference between clinical skin and everybody else, you know, out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's exactly the kind of, like, I think, reasoning that people need to be utilizing when they're creating a truly efficacious product. I mean, you know, all of that research, all of that understanding is absolutely necessary at this point. Like, I often talk to brands and just anybody, right, in general, even consumers, and I try to explain the same thing that you just did here, which is that you have to have this 360 approach. You know, with science, we can't skip steps. You know, we can't skip knowledge in science. It's something that you have to study, you have to really understand and find the right people who can formulate, find the right people who can, you know, if there's an area you don't understand, they can educate you on. And this is where everyone listening, you know, because we have a lot of founders that listen in on the show. And you know, for anyone listening out there, you know, I really echo everything Evelina's saying here, because this is really the fundamental of creating a truly efficacious line. I mean, clinical skin, for all of you listening, was in our top picks, and it was for a reason. You know, it's because they are actually, their product actually works, you know. And when people say, oh, does something work or not, my response is always, well, what's the science behind it? You know what I mean? Like, what's the research behind it? What did you do to create something that's unique? And that's an answer. That's a question that a lot of people can't answer, believe it or not. And it really shocks me. You know what I mean? Right. Every time, because I'm like, then why in the heck did you create a line if you can't answer these kind of basic questions? So I love that. I love that you have this like really 360 approach to this. Now, you know, I'm going to ask you about the formulation, journey that you have, because I know that's very difficult to, you know, when it comes to really good clinical grade lines, the formula is something you guys go through, you know, over and over again. So how was that for you, you know, in the whole process?
Yeah. So, I mean, I had like this almost geeky and nerdy approach to formulating. I start with, I guess with like, you know, blue sky scenario, dreaming of like an ideal product or ideal brand of ingredients. And I, you know, jot it down on paper. I have done extensive research looking into library of raw materials, and I have so many vendors on speed dial that I can, you know, tap into their knowledge. A lot of those vendors will conduct preliminary like market research and studies on the ingredient categories and blends that they offer, so you can get an idea of like how it can be positioned within the formulation. But I always like to try and test it in a lab. I have been working very, very closely with I would say world-class chemist who has over 40 years of experience manufacturing pharmaceutical and cosmetic products as well. So I'm not talking to just like any, you know, Joe Schmo or product done in somebody's garage, for the lack of a better term. I'm talking about a legit FDA registered facility and access to chemists just because of my relationships that I've built throughout the years. So like I said, I usually start with like a brief on paper. I research ingredients. I research the ingredient benefits. I find out what the ingredient being delivered in. Sometimes they are, you know, coming as a blend with alcohol. Sometimes as a blend with glycerin. So I'm able to dissect not only the key ingredient, but also, I guess, the vehicle it's being delivered in as well. And I create formula on paper, and then I run it by the chemist to make sure that what I'm dreaming of is feasible and can live together in a bottle and not cancel each other out. And that's kind of like where the reality check is. I'm not a chemist, but I'm definitely a visionary. I'm more than just a marketer. I'm a consumer myself. And with the like a pharma medical background for my family, I feel like I have this higher like burden of proof to make sure that whatever I put out to the market is as close to being as good as it gets. I always look for innovation. So I personally, you know, reach out to different vendors to find out if they have any technologies that they can license or make it exclusive to me for a period of time. If there is a way of either maybe a delivery system or encapsulation technology that I can incorporate as well, because I think innovation is paramount to me. I feel like innovation happens on a daily basis, but before somebody picks it up or identifies it as an opportunity, before it gets commercialized, years fly by. And I wanted to make sure that I'm more agile, since I have this, you know, opportunity to be more agile, and I don't have that many stakeholders to please, to bring the innovation or the newest science, or at least newest, you know, progressive science to the masses. So working with chemists, you know, I usually work on prototyping. I have to provide a formula benchmark when it comes to like textural and sensorial parameters. But the most important parameter is efficacy. So I want to make sure that, you know, for example, when I was creating the peptide serum, the polypeptide serum, I identified the four peptides that are responsible for skin firmness, elasticity, and hydrating. There's so many peptides to pick from. I purposely handpicked the four that I wanted to bottle. Then I didn't want to bottle them just at marketing levels. I wanted to make sure that the peptides are at efficacy levels, meaning they will have meaningful action in skin. And on top of it, I want to make sure that, you know, we add in some extra, you know, ingredients that will help, you know, peptides do what they're supposed to be doing, and be mindful of skin health and the skin barrier and all of it kind of combined. So I think it took many prototypes before I said yes to the one that was not only cosmetically elegant, but like I said, would have passed the clinical study for safety profile and then also for efficacy profile. So it wasn't a short journey. I would say it was rather, you know, long journey, but it was accelerated just because I was able to kind of move many pieces at the same time. But right. When, you know, with the formulations, I do also competitive analysis, but I look at what's coming out from Korea, what's coming out from Japan, the German beauty. Like I said, I attend multiple trade shows, not only for marketers, but also for beauty and cosmetic formulators, for chemists. So I speak with raw material vendors on a regular basis. I just try to, I guess, soak up as much information as I can, and then, you know, let my inner geek do its magic.
I love that. No, I love that so much. And I think that's really, really interesting to me, because, you know, I really believe that if you don't know something, you should just go to the experts, you know. And I think that a lot of times, you know, especially with the conversation around, you know, people making things in their kitchen or, you know, whatever that is, it irks me, because it's like, you guys have to understand, like, there is a role of a chemist, there's a role of a biologist, you know, there's reasons why you have to have this like very multifaceted team working on a formulation rather than just one. And, you know, it really kind of speaks volumes when you create a brand that does that, because you see results. You know, for everyone listening, like, you know, I always encourage you guys to follow along on the actual website of the brand that we're interviewing. So I would love for you guys to right now, you know, as you're listening, go to clinicalskin.com. Just to check out the brand as we're talking here. But when you do see it on the website, you know, they've got real photos of real people that show results of these products. And, you know, the thing is, when you see a brand that's able to do that, that's called true transparency. Okay, that's transparency. Like, I have a lot of people telling me, oh, we're transparent, we're sustainable, we're all these buzzwords. But it's like, well, where are your pictures at? You know, where's the proof? You know, where's the proof that this is working? And, you know, I have noticed specifically with the Clinical Skin's products is that it doesn't take too long for them to work. Everything I've tried personally, like I've seen, like within 2 weeks, I've seen results. So, you know, the one that we gave our top picks for everyone listening to was the Vitamin C Pro Collagen Serum. And Evelina, I would love for you to talk about this specific product because this is one of the best vitamin C serums out there on the market, like hands down. Like, I really love it. It's actually something that works. You know what I mean? Like what you expect from vitamin C. Yeah. And you know, one of the things I want to just make this very clear to everybody is that I love that you put the word pro collagen in here, because what most people don't understand is vitamin C is not just used for brightening, you guys. It's a major component in collagen synthesis. So, like, you know, you have to really think about, like, what can I expect from these products, right? It's like, that's so important, rather than just buying a serum that has like 40% vitamin C in it, you know, just right. That's not going to do anything. Like, you have totally to have a really, really, really sophisticated formula. So yeah, Evelina, tell us all about this specific product, because it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
And thank you so much for noticing the name of the product, because I'm responsible for all of it, from the brand name, coming up with the brand name, to product naming convention. And I wanted to make sure that the product name is as descriptive, so kind of like so it's as easy to understand and it's shoppable to consumers who are new to Clinical Skin. And vitamin C being a collagen cofactor, I was like, I have to throw it in there. So thank you so much for calling it out.
Of course, I appreciate it.
But yeah, I think vitamin C was the second SKU that I have commercialized. I was super excited to work on this product because coming from SkinCeuticals, and you probably heard about C ferulic, there's like a cult following for this amazing product, and it works wonderfully. And it's, you know, the formula has been tried and true, and dermatologists love it. I wanted to make sure that there's a solution from Clinical Skin that also offers vitamin C serum, but it's not only limited to vitamin C as an antioxidant, but it has an entire cast of antioxidants. So I purposely included L-ascorbic acid for its charity, obviously, to, you know, in the formulation, but also tetrahexadecyl ascorbate. So I can deliver vitamin C microdoses throughout the day into the skin. And I'm kind of covering the lipid soluble and the water soluble formats of vitamin C. And I also included glutathione. I feel like it's an underappreciated antioxidant. I feel like maybe in a year or two, there'll be entire like product lines, or at least products devoted just to glutathione, because it's an amazing antioxidant, not only for the skin, but for the entire body. Caffeine as well, and ergothione, because I am a huge proponent of natural medicine as well. And I love traditional Chinese medicine as well. And I know how important mushrooms are. So I wanted to make sure that I borrow from everywhere that I, you know, draw my inspiration to, and then, you know, package it into a product, but it's, you know, the formula is relevant too. So you have amazing cast of antioxidants in this formulation. And interestingly, this antioxidant serum, it has been manufactured under argon. So instead of being manufactured under oxygen environment, in order to minimize, you know, oxidation of those antioxidants, when super, you know, photosensitive and not so stable, we have been manufacturing under argon as a gas. So that's kind of like an interesting nugget. It's not something that probably consumers are interested in, but I, since you are a physician, I figure I'll throw it in there, and it's your podcast. Additionally, I know, you know, looking at consumer sentiment, a lot of vitamin C's on the market right now are not so what I call cosmetically elegant. They are either tacky or they don't necessarily absorb that well. And I wanted to make sure that this serum was as light and, you know, absorbs as quickly as possible. So there's not much of the playtime in between application of treatment product and then a moisturizer or the next step. So this one is, I think, as close as it gets to being cosmetically elegant. And then I also borrowed from the essential oil segment, because I'm a huge proponent and a fan of essential oils. And I added a lavender extract, essential oil, to help bring like this spa luxury like experience. When you apply this product, you have like this very, very gentle hint of lavender, and it's supposed to just, you know, I guess invigorate your senses and evoke like a pleasant feeling and sentiment. So it may not be like traceable or trackable to somebody who doesn't have like a very sensitive olfactory system, but for those that
I
do,
noticed I think that. I noticed it.
So that's what it is. I personally, you know, working with so many dermatologists, they always steered away from the F word, which is fragrance. So I purposely do not include any fragrance, any synthetic fragrances in our formulation, in my formulations. I either go to, you know, alternatives such as citrus terpenes or like essential oils that have, you know, like a good safety profile for the skin. They're not contact allergens. And again, they are added at very, very nominal amounts to the formulation. So that's the vitamin C. And on top of it, I also have added zinc because it has wonderful benefits for the skin as well. And every single product in Clinical Skin line is powered. I like to call it powered, but it's been enhanced by ACE technology. And ACE technology is like a blend of ingredients that I came up with, but I thought were super useful for the skin. I always looked at skin as the, you know, organ, because it is the largest organ of your body. And like any organ, you should be worrying about its health. And there is ingredients available in the skincare industry that are supporting the healthy skin barrier. And these are ceramides and antioxidants help also defend from free radical damage. So I wanted to make sure that every single product within Clinical Skin line has antioxidants, ceramides, and superoxide dismutase, which is enzyme that actually works as an antioxidant in the formulation. So that's our vitamin C. I think, you know, it features 20% L-ascorbic acid. There are studies available on the market noting that the sweet spot for L-ascorbic acid concentration in the formula is between 15 to 20% when it comes to absorption into the skin. So that's what we are featuring. We're featuring the maximum level of vitamin C that it has meaningful action in the skin.
I love that. And, you know, another thing I wanted to really kind of hone in on this is I'm glad you brought up glutathione because, you know, obviously, you know, I'm going to nerd out about, about anything biology. You know, glutathione, for everyone listening, is a, it is literally the wonder antioxidant in your body. Like, this is the main one. You know, when we run out of glutathione, we are often prone to, you know, free radical damage. And so the way glutathione, whenever you guys see it in a formula, the way it works is that it's basically donating electrons to free radicals so that it stabilizes them. So that's so important because there's been research done on this specific, you know, compound, and it, they've realized that it has so many benefits. Like, obviously the free radical thing is there, antioxidant potential is there, but it also works in synchronicity with vitamin C by generating more vitamin C and E in the body. So like, it's an actually very interesting compound. Like, it's just something I would love to see more skincare like incorporate, because in your body, this is the primary go-to, you know what I mean, to like combat free radical damage. And there's a whole slew of papers out there just talking about glutathione's role in just overall immunity, overall health, you know. So I love that you've been using these ingredients that are, you know, they are novel in a, you know, in their own way, but they're in the skin health realm, but they're very important, you know, to pay attention to. So I really like that you have incorporated that, Evelina. That's really, really great.
Thank you. I am all into, you know, like healthy lifestyle and obviously, you know, taking supplements and you know, ingesting what's, you know, healthy for the body. And I've been reading about glutathione as the master antioxidants. And then I started, you know, getting into rabbit hole, like, well, there must be some kind of benefit to the skin if you take glutathione supplement. And then what if you apply it topically? And then, you know, you're finding out about all these amazing benefits being, you know, depigmenting agent and, you know, helping skin elasticity, you know, almost also detoxifying agent. anti-inflammatory, like you've mentioned, you know, supporting the vitamin C regeneration. I mean, for me, it was like a perfect pair. I had to add it. I know that vitamin C and E, I usually pair together in skincare formulations. And I was like, I need to add glutathione to the mix. And yeah. I'll be honest with you, I was very challenged by including or calling it out on the front label because it's so hard to pronounce and I didn't want to, you know, turn people away or people who are not necessarily as savvy or fluent in skincare ingredients just yet. I think that I don't want to be the first one to pave the way for glutathione, but hopefully one of the bigger conglomerates will pick it up and start educating the masses. And hopefully people will realize, hey, it's been in clinical skin, vitamin C, you know, all this time.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did though. Somebody's got to do it, right? I mean, you're paving the path towards a more well thought out formula, you know, formula for vitamin C related products. And I think that there's, you know, it makes me sad though that we have to wait for these big, huge corporations to put things on labels before the masses start picking up on it. You know, I'm a huge believer in that, like, you know, you need to find your own skincare routine, you guys. You know what I mean? You need to do your homework. And that's really where, with me and this podcast, like, that's why I created it, because I wanted to give people this option of, like, understanding, like, there are brands out there that might not be bought by these huge corporations bought out, but they're still killing it. You know what I mean? Their formulas are great. They're, you know, like, this is a perfect example. Clinical Skin is a perfect example of that. Like, you know, everything's on point. Formulas are on point. Marketing is on point. I mean, you have to find what fits you best, but if you're really looking for what we call clinical grade, quote unquote, skincare, then you have to be able to see these kind of words, right? And say that, absolutely. Okay, you know, this is important for me to understand. What is this? And it's just a Google search. That's what gets me. It's like, you know, I'm really glad you brought that up from a marketing perspective, Evelina, because I think that now and more consumers are just gravitating towards, well, what is going to fix my problem? You know what I mean? That's what I'm seeing, at least. They're really demanding a solution. And I love that. But it's like, if you want a solution, you guys have to do the homework of, like, what are these compounds? How do they work? Just having vitamin C in some random formula isn't enough. You know what I mean? You have to understand, what is stability? What is the nanotechnology that stabilizes compounds? Why do you bind things to certain things like gold and et cetera, et cetera? You know what I mean? These kind of things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and so it's just like, I want everyone to get on this page, because it's not about just us science geeks, you know, nerding out. It's real health. This is what makes you healthy. This is what makes your skin healthy and also helps reduce signs of aging. I mean, you know, everyone's screaming from the rooftops, hey, these products don't work. These don't work. My skin is sagging. My skin is not working, you know, looking the way I want. Well, you're not buying the right products. That's really what it is. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so right. And I'll be honest with you, when I was creating or crafting, you know, the clinical skin brand, I was thinking about the customer, the consumer. And I was like, you know what? My first customer has to be the dermatologist, the physicians, the aestheticians, because I want to seek their advocacy. So the consumers and the aesthetic patients can, you know, trust their recommendation. So I knew that I had to speak the language, not only of consumers and masses, but visit Sephora's, but also of the physicians. So that's why I've been conducting clinical studies on the products. And that's why I've been, you know, using ingredients and at certain levels that, you know, physicians will appreciate and they will feel, you know, comfortable standing behind those formulations. So I'm glad you also pointed it out, because I feel like there's so much misinformation out there with the age of social media, the TikTok influencers, the nutrient coming along. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to seek an opinion of true authority, somebody who has done and studied skin, who knows about skin. Oh. And for me, it's not necessarily an influencer. It's, unless it's a derm influencer, I usually go to the source, which is always a doctor, physician, somebody who devoted their, you know, life to studying and understanding skin.
Exactly. I love that. And I'm glad that you do that. And I think that that needs to stay, you know what I mean? Like, it needs to stay in this industry. A lot of times people cut corners and they, you know, they love, like, taking the shortcut, but you can't take shortcuts. Skin is an organ, as we've said many times. You know, you have to approach it like that. You have to approach it from a clinical standpoint. That's why I really feel like if you're going to create a skincare line, you better make sure it is clinical grade, because there should be no other grade of skincare. It's an organ. You know what I mean? It's like, absolutely. Would you want something for your liver or your heart that wasn't clinical grade? No, you would not take that, right? Like, that's the whole point. So I think it's, I mean, it's brilliant. I love your approach. And also, I wanted to ask you about another product. The polypeptide firming serum. I know I got the New Beauty Award, and I love New Beauty. Everyone knows I love New Beauty.
Oh my
Everything
gosh.
that, you know, everything they suggest is like on point. It's just like the best. And so I would love for you to tell us about this one. This is a really cool one, polypeptide firming serum.
Yeah, shout out to New Beauty because, you know, they beauty editors, they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? I really trust their opinion, and I think this is the only publication that actually kind of merges the skincare, medical skincare, with like regular, you know, retail and mass skincare as well. But the polypeptide firming serum, I'll tell you the story behind it. It's quite interesting. I was, you know, obviously looking at a client report and other reports to reference, like what are the main skin concerns, why people actually seek, you know, dermatologist intervention, and why do they shop for skincare? And, you know, the usual, you know, wrinkles, fine lines, anti-aging, discolorations, and dry, dehydrated skin came up, but also firmness and elasticity. And I'm like, and obviously pigmentation too. And I'm like, firmness and elasticity, there's not too much available on the market for firmness and elasticity. Yeah, you can apply retinol, and you know that will help, you know, speed up the collagen production and cell turnover, and eventually you will see firmer skin. But is there any solution? But it's really, really devoted to targeting, you know, lax skin. And I did my research, and I found out there's a lot of modalities that you can, you know, do in a practice setting between lasers and radiofrequency devices. And I spoke with many physicians and aestheticians, and I was asking them, what do you recommend for those patients, you know, seeking in-office treatments to take home to carry on the results of those treatments in the office? And they were saying, oh, mostly, you know, peptide-based products, and there's medical grade spa, you know, lines out of France, but you know, are big on peptides. And I was like, well, I don't see too many peptide products within the dispensing industry. They might be thrown into the mix, but there's never like a focus on peptides. And I'm like, there's so many peptides. I mean, I started doing research, there's like hundreds of peptides, but there are some, you know, tried and true peptides, like the Botox in a bottle, right, the Arginolins of the world. And I'm like, well, maybe it's time to bring to the market and revive the peptide category. So I wanted to make sure that I introduce peptides. And I also found out that growth factors, you know, like ingredients that are also responsible for, you know, improving skin firmness. But I am not personally the biggest fan of growth factors, the ones that are human, you know, human derived. So I wanted to steer away from that. However, in my research, I found out that the copper peptide is actually considered to be a growth factor analog. And I'm like, oh, I had an aha moment. It's like, bingo, I need a copper peptide in this formulation on top of the other peptides that I already know that are, you know, working because there's heavy research behind it. So I was like, okay, copper peptide is my answer to growth factor. Copper peptide is much smaller than growth factor, so it's, you know, able to penetrate the skin, and it has similar benefit. I was like, okay, great. So that's how kind of like the polypeptide formulation came about. But on top of on top of peptides in the formula, you have so many other wonderful ingredients, some of them being DNA repairing enzymes. And I'm not allowed to make this claim because I'm not, you know, a physician or a medical professional. But if you do your research and you Google a couple of the ingredients that are in there, you will see the search results yielding those benefits. So this is also a hydrating product. You know, we did a clinical study. I did a clinical study with like an independent laboratory here in the United States, and then they were able to measure the hydration, yeah, immediate hydration, long-term hydration. So this product is not only firming to the skin, but also hydrates and improves the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. But first and foremost, it is a firming product. And yeah, so this was like the first child that got released under clinical skin umbrella. And I'm glad that New Beauty editors, when they got a sample of it, because they didn't, I think they got a, you know, like the final prototype, but not in its final packaging. You know, they became, I guess, firm believers into the formula, and it got awarded a nice recognition by the New Beauty team, which I was very grateful for, because it
No,
almost, you know, it
they're
almost put us
amazing.
on a, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, because you know what, you know, we were featured, you know, my polypeptide firming serum was featured alongside, you know, SkinCeuticals, Alastins of the world. You know, we started playing in the same sandbox as those guys that have a legacy and a cult following. So it kind of put us on the map, and it was definitely a door opener. I was very, very grateful for that recognition. It definitely came, you know, unexpected and very surprising. But I guess when you see a good product, then you do want to recognize it. So That's the polypapillomavirus serum, and I know a lot of physicians and aestheticians are using this product, recommending it like post microneedling. We haven't tested it post microneedling, but I know it's being used right now in a couple of practices across the country. And I even heard from a lovely Asian skin physician who's super sensitive, has a super sensitive skin, and you know, she's been applying the polypapillomavirus serum after certain laser treatments that, you know, she has access to in the office. And she's like, I can't believe it. You know, I didn't break out. I didn't react it. And to me, it was like the most important testimony, because I know the product is safe and I know the product works. And if a physician says it, if your mom says it, that's music to my ears. You know, it kind of like, it validates me professionally.
No, it's quality products. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not about, I mean, honest to goodness, like my mother, for example, you know, let's just take her as an example of a consumer. She's very picky, you know, and it's not just about like actual efficacy, which that is number one on her list, I know for sure, but it's also about the feel of a product, right? And how it makes you feel. And every time she asks me for skincare or recommendations, she's like, I want something that has been, you know, it's gone through the works, it's tried and true, it's something that you believe in, it's something that makes sense scientifically. And that's why I recommended this, you know what I mean, to her, because I was like, this is these are the kind of products that are going to make a difference. And she actually has given great feedback. She was like, it's reducing my age spots, it's reducing that, you know, sagging you get with age around your neck and the other areas around your neck, like it's helping with the jawline sagging. I mean, these are things that are real results that she's seen, you know. And there's that's, you know, on its own a huge testament to a product, is if you can see visible results with a topical product, that is something that is so awesome and rare that you know what I mean, it's hard to not get behind a brand like that. So
especially firming, because I feel like skin laxity is such a hard you know, I guess, concern to treat, to be honest with you, that you know, to see some improvement. And in our clinical study, I made sure that the clinical study I have when I wrote the protocol that we run it for at least 3 months period, because I'm like, you're not gonna see meaningful, like visible, I guess, improvement in skin right away. We need to conduct a lengthier study than just like 1 month or 2 months. So we ran it for 3 months and we saw that we had different touch points throughout the 3 month period, and we saw that the results were improving with consecutive use. So I feel like the longer you stay on this treatment product, the more benefit you're gonna reap. And sometimes it's more like proactive approach, you know, not everything will be corrected, but at least it's not gonna get worse in a sense. So you maintain what you have. And with the polypeptide-friendly serum, when I was looking at like sagging jawlines and, you know, and then in general in skin, I was like, you know what, I think the sagging is not only on the face, it's also the neck, it's like the décolleté. I wanted to make sure that I create a product that can be used on both face, neck, and décolleté. So when I did the clinical study, I made sure that we tested on sensitive skin patients and they applied it not only on the face but also neck and the collage, to make sure that I can make this kind of claim and call out for customers to follow as well. So that's why you see it a little bit larger than, you know, 1 ounce. And the price point is there, but it is a treatment product. I tell everybody, a little goes along the way. You're not supposed to squeeze the entire, you know, like ampoule syringe on your face. Just a little bit goes along the way.
It lasts forever too. Like mine personally, like I use mine pretty regularly, I would say. And I still have like 75% left. Like it's a lot of, you know, so you've really packed it in there for everyone who is wondering about price points or whatever. You know, I'm a huge believer in invest in things that work, invest in things that are going to make a difference in your life. Because if you go to the drugstore and you buy 15 products that are just meh, you know, you're going to end up spending the same amount of money and you're not going to see any results. So rather than doing that, invest in skincare lines that are actually, you know, they're innovative, they're technology driven, they're science driven, and that same amount of money is going to get you real results. So, you know, this is I'm so glad you brought that up, Evelina, because it's so important to, you know, to put that out there for consumers, is that, you know, you're not really, you know, so many people are demonizing brands for price points, but my clap back to that is always, well, what are you getting? Look at what you're getting, okay? Look at the quality of what you're getting. You are getting a topical product that is giving you like invasive level results. You know what I mean? Like if you went to a plastic surgeon,
And they did, if they were to work on your elasticity and your skin sagging, you know what they would do? They would pull up the fascia of your skin. That's called a facelift. They would try to put Botox in the jawline so that the platysma muscle moves upwards. That, those are all invasive techniques, okay? If you can do something that's more topical and it's giving you similar results, that is worth your money, you guys. That's worth it. Like, you go and get Botox, how much are you spending? Much more than that, you know? And it's like, it really comes down to this idea of, like, you know, you pick and choose what works and you stick to it. And I guarantee you, if you guys pick up a line that is clinically proven, it is something that, you know, like we've been talking about here with clinical skin, the clinical trials are there, the data is there, you're going to see results. And those results are going to make you, they're going to validate for your own self why you spent that money. So that's, you know, my little tidbit on why consumers need to gravitate away from this, like, drugstore only mentality, because I'm sorry, but the drugstore products are not working. You know, they just don't work. I've tried so many of them, almost everything out there, and there's very few that work. And so, you know, I really encourage everybody, you know, especially our listenership, you know, invest in the right stuff, do your homework, invest in the right stuff. See if a brand jives with you. I guarantee you, like, Clinical Skin is one of the brands. I am fully behind the brand. Evelina, I love everything you've done. I mean, honestly, you've created a line of products in the correct way, in the way that you should approach scientifically anything that has to do with the skin. So hats off to you and your whole team, because I'm a huge fan.
Right. Thank you. And a call out, you know, listen to our co-founder Israel, who, you know, pretty much funded the project, and he gave me a carte blanche. He said, just do it. And, you know, I was like, I want to do it the right way, because if I, you know, have to stand behind the products, I want to make sure that I do it as if Skin, you know, Skin Surgical was to do it, or if Obagi was to do it. So this was not a inexpensive project, but I believe it's worth it. It eventually will pay in the long run.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. And I really encourage everybody, I'm going to link everything in the concept art for this episode, as well as put, you know, the products up, because we're starting to really populate our recommendations. So, you know, check those out. Make sure you guys really check out Clinical Skin. I cannot tell you enough how big of a fan I am. I'm genuinely, like, obsessed with the line. It's really, really great stuff. And, you know, if you're anything like me and you want things that just do the job, they do what they say they do, you're going to love this line. So check it out. Again, the website is clinicalskin.com. I will link everything, like I said, but I really, really encourage you guys, you know, take these recommendations seriously, because here at Skincare, our goal is to bring you the best. And, you know, this is definitely no exception to that rule. So, you know, thank you so much, Evelina. This was so lovely to chat with you.
And vice versa. Thank you. And congratulations on all your wonderful accomplishments as well. And thank you for giving us a platform to, you know, to share our journey and our insights as well.
Thank you so much. It's been my honor. And like I said, I can't wait to see what's next for Clinical Skin. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. All right.
Thank you.